Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Yesterday, we finished our discussion on the seven promises for blessing that God makes to Abram in Genesis chapter 12, verses 2 and 3. And each one of those are remarkable, but wow, that seventh promise, now that is a doozy. And I just want to remind you what it is, and then I want to say something briefly about it before we move on and talk about all of the seven promises as a whole. In Genesis 12, verse 3, God says to Abram, "In you, all the families of the earth will be blessed." Who are the families of the earth? The families of the earth are all of the people down through the centuries and the ages who are God's people, coming to Him through faith in Christ. If you are sitting there listening to me as a person who has faith in Christ, you believe in the Lord, and by your faith you enjoy the security of knowing God's forgiveness, well then you are included in all the families of the earth who are blessed by God because of what Jesus has done for us. And your blessing, my blessing, comes through Abraham. This blessing originates in Abraham. Listen again to Galatians chapter 3, verses 7 through 9. This is the Apostle Paul writing to the churches in Galatia in the New Testament epistle of Galatians, chapter 3, verses 7 down through verse 9. "Therefore, be sure that it is those who are of faith who are sons of Abraham. The Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel beforehand to Abraham, saying, 'All the nations will be blessed in you.' So then, those who are of faith are blessed with Abraham, the believer." Paul says those of us who are of faith are sons, and yes, also daughters. We are sons and daughters of Abraham. And not only if you are Jewish, but also if you, like me, are Gentile. Verse 8 says God justified the Gentiles by faith, and that remarkably God preached the gospel. Note that the gospel was preached to who? The gospel was preached to Abraham. And when was this gospel preached to Abraham? The apostle cites our verse, Genesis 12, verse 3, in Galatians 3, verse 8, when he quotes the Hebrew Scriptures, "All the nations will be blessed in you." The gospel was preached to Abraham when his name was still Abram in Genesis 12, 3. So that at Genesis 12, 3, God says that all who believe in Him by faith will be justified. And this includes Jews and Gentiles. Abraham believed in God by faith. And therefore, Paul can write verse 9 of Galatians 3 using these beautiful and powerful words, "Those who are of faith are blessed with Abraham, the believer." Oh, I love that, don't you? Abraham, the believer. "And all who believe in God as Abraham did, all the nations, all the families of the earth in Abraham, we are blessed." We Gentile, we Jewish Christians are the beneficiaries of this very promise. Every time you read Genesis 12, 1 to 3, remember, if you have genuine saving faith in God, then you are the beneficiary of these promises. And I must remind us, that is because of Jesus Christ. His life, His death, and His resurrection is what has secured for us salvation in God. So that we can say, as we did last time, The fulfillment of this Genesis 12:3 promise is ultimately Jesus Christ. What truth! Now, this is a great way to spend a little time this Thursday. You may be the recipient of some really good news today, but I guarantee you, if you think about it, there is no news that could top this. Get a hold of what has been said last time and this time. Put Genesis 12:3 and Galatians 3:7 through 9 in conversation with one another in your own Bible study and reflect on the deep spiritual truths therein. God says, "In you all the families of the earth will be blessed." And I cannot resist one final insight here. Please notice this word earth. In you, meaning Abram, all the families of the earth will be blessed. This word earth should not be understood without understanding Genesis chapter 3, verse 17. Back in Genesis 3:17, God confronts Adam after this first man has sinned, and we read, "Then to Adam God said, 'Because you have listened to the voice of your wife, and have eaten from the tree about which I commanded you, saying, "You shall not eat from it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In toil you will eat of it all the days of your life.'" There is the word ground. Well, the same Hebrew word is used for earth in Genesis 12:3 as for ground in Genesis 3:17. Same word. So when God condemned Adam's sin, God cursed the ground. But in Genesis 12, verse 3, when God redeemed Abram's sin and by prophecy through Christ redeems the sin of all sinners, notice that God blessed the families of the earth. Ground and earth go together. After sin, there is condemnation, but through Christ, there is redemption and no condemnation. The ground was cursed, the earth was redeemed. In the words of Robert Harbash, for the Christian, but we, so far from ever being cursed, are ever blessed. I want to exclaim that again with thanksgiving in my own heart for what Christ has done for me. But we, so far from ever being cursed, are ever blessed. Do you belong to Christ today? Are you an heir to God's seventh promise for Abram? Then you are not cursed. You are blessed, my friend. So, rejoice with me. And you speak honestly and say, "I am not a person of genuine faith in Jesus Christ." Well, thank you for your honesty. I want to kindly and lovingly, yet urgently, I want to invite you to thrust your faith in Jesus Christ today. He will forgive you of all your sins and set you free from the darkness that invades you. He is precious, and my heart's desire is that you will know him. I'm standing by. Your Christian family and friends are standing by. And we are ready to tell you more about Jesus, to introduce you to him. And so reach out to one of us, will you? To get a hold of me, just send your email to mark@godisministry.org. That's M-A-R-K, mark@godisministry.org. Or you can send a note to God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. I will pray that you also will be included in all the families of the earth who are blessed because you come to God by faith in his Son Jesus and are saved from your sin. Now, do not hesitate to reach out now. Do it now. You will not regret it. What I would like us to do now is to make a slight pivot, to just plant our foot, as it were, in turn, and to begin to consider these promises of God to Abram in Genesis 12, verses 1 through 3, to consider them as a whole. What we have before us is what we call the Abrahamic covenant. We need to spend some time on the Abrahamic covenant. By God's grace and with his wisdom, I would like to do this as succinctly as I can, but do this as clearly as I can. You should know this is another one of these big topics in Scripture, covenants. So much time could be dedicated to this. However, there are other aspects to God's walk with Abraham that I want to cover in our limited time together, so I do not want to stop here for too long. But I am aware that God's covenants, plural, with men and women are a major theme in Scripture. As usual, under time constraints, I need to make decisions about what to include and exclude here on God Is. And so with that being said, let's get into the Abrahamic covenant now, and we will continue with this next time. The most logical place for us to begin is to define what we mean by covenant. Simply put, a covenant is an agreement between two parties. In the Bible, there are two types of covenants. There is an unconditional covenant, like this one between God and Abram. Unconditional. And there is a conditional covenant, like the Mosaic covenant. Conditional. An unconditional covenant is an agreement between two parties, but is only binding on the party making the covenant. And that is what God does with Abram. The Abrahamic covenant is of the unconditional variety. Let me just say that again. The Abrahamic covenant is of the unconditional variety. And we will pick up here again tomorrow when you join us for God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.